Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Black Israel Talk Radio. It's your boy Black Israel coming at you live out of Washington, D.C., the most corrupted city in the world. I am your host, Black Israel, with my special guest tonight, again, Sister Leah. Say hi to the people out there, Israelite community.
Shalom. You know what I'm
saying? So we got a good show for you tonight. What we're going to do tonight, because we ain't got much time. We got for 30 minutes on air. So I want to thank everybody for listening to my online class at Black Israel Talk Radio group. You know, follow me at Israel Black on Facebook, or follow me on Black Israel Talk Show at the group on Facebook, okay? So a lot of brothers and sisters out there who celebrate the Passover already. Like the Passover, then we already know it's in the beginning of the year, which is spring, mid March, mid April, is the first year of the month. So we're gonna do a breakdown of what is the Passover, you know, what the meaning of the Passover, and we're gonna go through these scriptures right quick. Make sure you write these scriptures down. You know, like I say every week, write. You ain't gotta believe nothing that Israel say, but write the scriptures down. All right, Leah, we're gonna go with let's go to Exodus. I want everybody to get a pencil. My online class, y'all ready? Okay, all right. As long as my online class, y'all ready? All right, y'all, make sure y'all get that pencil and paper in the group and people in the class. You know how Black Israel get down. So write your stuff down on the paper so you can go back and study it for your own self, on your own self. Again, we are going to prove tonight that Easter had nothing to do with the Passover. Easter Bunny don't have nothing to do with the Passover. And we're going to also find out what did Christ celebrate it. You know what I'm saying? Did Christ celebrate Easter with bunny rabbits, or did he celebrate the Passover like the Most High man does? Okay? So we're going to find that out. So we're going to do the prayer. Here we go. You got it? Give it.
Yes.
This is 12, verse 12.
Okay, Exodus chapter 12, verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt.
Stop right there. Now, we understand from reading the Bible, right, that the Most High God, our ancestors went in Egypt. They went in Egypt as a small number, as free. But as they grew in Egypt, they became slaves. They became bondage. They became slaves in Egypt. So by this time, the Most High God heard a cry of the Israelites who was in Egypt at that time, in Goshen, heard a cry about what they was going through Egypt, through the hard slavery. Okay? So this is the curse and the plans he putting upon Egypt to free our ancestors. Go ahead.
Both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am
right,
the Lord.
So the Most High God going to execute judgment against the African. Remember, Africans and so-called Negroes are not the same race of peoples. The so-called Negroes are from the tribe of Judah, which is Israelite. So that's why I tell people all the time, because you got the same complexion, don't mean that you're the same race. Okay? It's many countries in the continental Africa. Okay? It's many countries there. So don't mean that you're the same color, the complexion, that you're the same race of people. Okay? Negroes and Africans are Israelites are totally different people, race of people. Israelites and Africans, which are the Canaanites or the land of Ham they from, or the Hamites, are different from the Israelites. Okay? All right, go. Okay, let's go to Exodus. We're going to jump down to Exodus 12, verse 8.
Okay, chapter 12, verse 8, Exodus. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it.
Okay, now, I jumped from Exodus 12 to 8 because now, after the curse went on, eventually the Pharaoh of Egypt let the people go. Now we're getting into actually the Passover, okay? Just like you read in Exodus 12 and 8, it talks about we should eat the flesh that's in the flesh that, in the night, when the sun go down, during the Sabbath, right? So we should eat the flesh. The flesh is talking about the lamb. That's what it's talking about. And the lamb has to be roasted with fire, okay? And they're talking about the unleavened bread. The unleavened bread is a bread without yeast, because when we was leaving Egypt, we didn't have time to put yeast or make bread at the time. So we left out of Egypt. So it's unleavened, okay? It's unleavened mean a new beginning. So would you notice that as we go through the scripture, it's going to use the word leavened and unleavened. Okay, the unleavened is a new beginning, a new start. The leavened is the old way, okay? Now, it goes into the unleavened bread, and the earth represents the bitterness in Egypt. Okay, it was a bitter situation. It was a bitter time when we was in the land of Egypt. That's what the bitter herb represents. Okay? Now, jump down, class, of my online class. Any questions? Okay, y'all on point. Okay, now, we're going to keep it moving.
Chapter 12, verse 14. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. And it said it should be a memorial. Understand the Passover is a memorial for us. And as we read on, you want to let you know that we have to do this every year. This is a very important, high holy day. Okay, go ahead, read.
And ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations.
Okay, so it said we should keep it as a feast, okay, as to the Lord over your generation, okay? So this is something that don't stop. It don't stop. And still continue on. Read the rest.
Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever.
It be a ordinance forever. It didn't say for temporarily 10 years. It didn't say 300 years. It didn't say 400 years. It didn't say 1,000 years. It's forever. Okay. We should deal with this Passover for every year, the first year of the month, which we're going to get into to prove that as well. Okay, so we got a lot to cover. Okay, but again, this feast, this celebration, this Passover is forever, not temporarily. Had nothing to do with Easter. I haven't read nothing dealing with bunny rabbits, Easter eggs. I ain't read that yet in the Bible. We at the beginning, I read nothing about Easter and bunny rabbits. Okay, Chapter verse 20.
You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your habitation shall ye eat unleavened bread.
Right. Telling you you should eat leaven. Leaven represents the old way. The old way. It's a new start. beginning. That's the reason why I passed through out of Egypt. We won't be under the custom of the Hamites, of the Canaanites. And we won't be under their rulership and their compassion, because the Most High wants to save him. Okay? Questions? All right, we'll keep go to the 12 and 21. So I'm for you now, prove because X 12:21 that we talk about that again. Talk about so called white man, East, Edomite. I talk some more about the child, okay? But I talk about the Edomite, Aaron. It was find who wrote this so breath of
Verse 21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them.
That he said that Moses called all the elders of Israel. He called all the elders of Israel. But Israel, I just want to take it. Go ahead with the rest.
Draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover.
So, take out the lamb, okay? The lamb represents the innocent sacrifice of a lamb, you know what I'm saying? So, he said, the lamb, take out the lamb and slaughter the lamb, okay? All right, that's the sacrifice of an unblemished lamb, okay? Okay, and later on, we're going to read that Christ was the unblemished lamb. Spirit, he was the unblemished lamb at the beginning, okay? Read, go to Exodus 12 and 24.
Verse 24, and ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever.
Right, so we got to make sure we tell our sons and our kids, our sons, and then they tell their sons, and their sons, their sons. Why they use the word, why they say sons in here, Clint? Why they say sons? Because they know the seed curry from the man. Whatever your father is, that's what you are. Okay, so you told the woman doesn't courtesy. The seed comes from out of the man. That's why it said. That's why it said what it said. It says the orders to thee and to thou sons forever. Okay, so we got to make sure we turn this over to the next generation, because this is a thing that should be done, observed forever. Okay, we're going to Exodus 12 and 26.
Verse 26, and it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service?
Okay, so now, your kids might ask you, why are we doing the Passover? What's the meaning of the Passover? Why are we even doing this? You know what I'm saying? Because some of the kids out there might be so used to doing bunny rabbits, Easter eggs, you know, a bunny laying eggs, jelly beans, and all that type of matter. But your kids might... You teach your kids and get them out of that fantasy world and bring them to the truth of this scripture, then they might ask you, what is the meaning of all this? All your answers are in the Bible. The church is not going to teach you this about the truth about the Passover. But the answer, every answer that you need to know about life, about any high holy day is in this book. And we're reading it. Okay? Read Exodus. Get them the answer. Exodus 12 and 27.
Verse 27. That ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses, and the people bowed the head and worshiped.
Right. So that's the whole thing about the Passover, the fact that God sacrificed and save the Israelites, our ancestors, for being under the oppression, and kill the filthy Egyptians, which is the filthy Hamites and Canaanites and the Africans. He destroyed them, you know what I'm saying, for oppressing the people of God, which is of our forefathers who was in Egypt at the time, just like we catching hell in America, okay? They pay for the land. It's like, they're going to have to pay for the same crimes they're committing over our chosen people right now. Same thing. Got to be that. You got the right people. Okay, we got to stop going on what America want to tell us who our high holy day and go on and then listen to what the Lord say about our high holy day. Okay, now, we're going to go to Leviticus. Let's go to Leviticus right quick, people. Chapter 23, verse 4. Let's go to 23, Leviticus. Leviticus are the law. Okay, the five books of Moses are dealing with the law. So, again, we're in the book of Leviticus, meaning the law. And we at, I want you to read, sister, I want you to read 23 and verse 4.
Okay, chapter 23, verse 4, Leviticus. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons.
Okay, and this is the holy gathering. It's on the convocation for the holy gathering. Okay, that's what it talks about. When ye shall proclaim in their season. Now, like I told you before, when we do the Passover is always in the first month of the year. The first month of the year, according to the scripture, is going to be in spring. That's when we always had a Passover in the first day of the year. Why? Because in spring, all the new flowers, the new tree leaves come, the new animals. You know, spring bring out new butterflies. Everything is new coming into the earth. You know, growing, grass, plants, flowers. That's the new year. It cannot be new year in the dead of wintertime. In the wintertime, that can't, January 1st can't be new year because everything's dead in the wintertime. The trees gone, the leaves dead, the flowers dead. Everything's dead in the garden. You can't grow nothing in the wintertime. But in the springtime, everything is new at the beginning, a new beginning. People, you get it? The Passover's in the spring, the first year of the month. That's the true first year of the month. That's the true new year. Or mid-March to mid-April, which is considered 1 month. That is the new year. That's spring. Spring is the new year of the first first month of the year. A lot of y'all probably didn't pick that up. Okay, now, we about to get in. I want you to read Matthew 26. We're going to get to the point. Read Matthew 26 and 26. We about to read and find out with the Christ, let's find out, did Christ celebrate the Passover or did he celebrate Easter with bunny rabbits, Easter eggs, and all that type of stuff, and jelly beans and all that type of stuff? We're going to find out because a lot of churches on Sunday thinking they celebrating Easter with the ham dinner and all that type of stuff, all that madness. Had nothing to do with the Bible. See, that's something that Esau, the Edomite, taught y'all. Okay, that's something the so-called white man taught in slavery about Christianity, Easter Bunny, and all that. That stuff had nothing to do with the Bible. Had nothing to do with Christ. We about to prove that right now. What did Christ celebrate? What did the real Jews celebrate according to the scripture? Okay? Read Matthew 26 and 26 for me.
Verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body."
Okay, so Jesus was eating bread and say took the bread, right? He said took the bread, broke it, and gave it to them and told the disciples to eat it. This is his body. Okay, now we already know it's not talking about his actual real body, people. I'm saying this for some brothers and sisters who might not know. It's not talking about his actual real body, but it's talking about the sacrifice him as a lamb, you know, as he's going to be a sacrifice. It's just some body that he's talking about. When they say the bread just represents his body, it's just some body. It's not actually his real body, okay? The bread just represents the sacrifice he's going to have to make. Go ahead. Verse 27.
And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it."
Right. So he took the cup and he said, "Drink it," gave it to them to drink it and drink all of it. Verse 28. Go ahead.
"For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sins."
Okay, now, he said this is his blood. Again, it's a body. The blood represents life, a new covenant, a new life, okay? The blood represents, okay? That's what it represents. That's what the drink, the wine represents. When he said the blood, talk about the wine he was drinking. It means life because anything running through your veins, that blood is life. The blood of Sambata, meaning that Christ had to shed his blood for us to have a new beginning. Okay? He had to do the sacrifice for the 12 tribes of Israel. Okay? Now, when it said, okay, when it said to submission of sin, when it said many, a lot of Christians are going to make it like it's talking about everybody on the planet Earth. When that many is talking about the Israelites. How we know? Because we know that the Israelites in James 1:1, the Israelites were scattered to the four corners of the earth. When James says salute, James 1:1 says salute, scatter, the Israelites who scattered the four corners of the earth, who've been scattered. So we got Israelites all over the planet, all over the world. Okay? So that's the many he's talking about. But that's a whole different lesson, okay? Okay? So understand what the bread represent, and understand what the wine, what he said, the blood represent. The blood represent life, the new beginning with Christ. The bread represents his body, that's it's going to be sacrificed for the 12 tribes of Israel, okay? All right? Go read Luke. We're going to read, now we're going to go and read Luke. We're going to see that Christ actually celebrate the Passover. Okay, read Luke 22:15. That Christ actually celebrate the Passover. Because I can tell you anything. We're going to see what the book said, okay? Write it down. People out there, make sure you write this down. It's very important that y'all write these scriptures down, okay? Go ahead, Luke 22:15.
Verse 15, and he said unto them, with desire I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
Wait a minute. Did Christ say he had a desire to eat the Passover with them? Christ used the word Passover, people. Why the church celebrating Easter Bunny, Easter baskets, and all that type of stuff? Okay, Christ celebrates the Passover. He didn't celebrate Easter with Easter bunnies and all that type of stuff. Okay, y'all going around church arena wearing these crazy pink colors, all this. Oh, man, y'all raised the big hat, you know, kids with the Easter bunny, baskets, and all that. All that is against the book. Christ did not celebrate none of that garbage. He celebrates the Passover. Okay? Go to 1 Corinthians 5:7. Read that right quick.
1 Corinthians 5:7. Purge out therefore the old leaven.
Stop right there. See, remember what I said? Hold on. Stop right there. Remember what I said at the beginning? I said purge out the old leaven. Remember I told y'all got the unleavened and the leaven and unleavened. The old, again, it says right back me what I said. It says purge out therefore the old leaven. Meaning the old ways. The old ways ain't the old ways. Okay? It's time for a new way. Okay? Read the rest.
That ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened.
Okay, so it said that you should be a new lump, okay, which is an unleavened. Again, the new beginning, starting with Christ. Go ahead, read the rest out.
For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Right, so Christ is that sacrificing lamb. Okay, when they had the lamb at the beginning, when they say kill the lamb, blah, blah, that was a sacrifice. That's somebody for Christ. So Christ is the sacrificed lamb for the 12 tribes of Israel. He laid his life. He's the only spirit in heaven to say that he was sacrificed and laid his life as the lamb for the sacrificing of the 12 tribes of Israel. That blood represents the life, new life. You know what I'm saying? New start. Okay? The bread represents him sacrificing himself. You understand what I'm saying? So again, at 1 Corinthians 5:7, purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump. Okay? All right? As for your unleavened, for even Christ, our Passover, suffered for us, which he did for the 12 tribes. Read Luke 22:1.
Luke 22:1. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover.
Okay, start right there. It said, now the feast of unleavened bread, which is the Passover, drew nigh, which is called the Passover. So we need to understand when you see the feast of unleavened, we know it's the Passover. When you see the Passover, we know it's the feast of unleavened. Again, the feast of unleavened, it's the new beginning. And that's that new beginning before our ancestors when they left out of Egypt. That was the new beginning for them. You know, the new start. Okay? All right. Where we at now? We're at verse 7?
Verse 7. Yes. Then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed.
Okay. Now, it said, then came the day of the unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed. Class, what are you talking about the Passover must be killed? Who are they talking about? Okay? Okay, good. They're talking about Christ, okay? Christ is that Passover, okay? Who that Passover who got to be the mega sacrifice because the Most High going to destroy us, okay? We're going to be no more. Christ was that mega sacrifice to be that mediator between God and man, the Israelites, okay, rather, between God and the Israelites, okay? So he was that Passover lamb. He was that major Passover, that major lamb had to be, must be killed for the benefit of the 12 tribes of Israel. Okay, go ahead, verse 8.
Verse 8, and he sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat.
Oh, wait a minute. Did Christ tell John and Peter to prepare for the Passover? I thought he said go pass for the Easter. Oh, good Passover for the Easter bunny, Easter eggs. Go buy some eggs and color them and get ready for the kids and all that. Christ didn't say none of that. He told them to get ready, make preparations for the Passover. Okay? So, people, your church has been lying to you. Your church has been lying to you. Okay? Now, we're going to go ahead and read Luke 22 and 20. Go ahead. Read Luke 22 and 20.
22:20. Likewise, also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you.
Right. Okay. So this cup is the New Testament, okay, for his blood. So it means a new beginning, okay, a new beginning. This is a new beginning, okay. His blood represents life, okay, life. Anytime blood runs down, like I said before, run down your body, that keeps you alive. So the New Testament, what's going to keep you alive through Jesus Christ, okay? The blood of Yahawashah is going to what teach us alive, following them laws and commandments, and doing this Passover. Okay? Go ahead. We got any more on that?
That's it.
Where we at? John. Okay, go to John, 2 John. Okay, we're going to go to John chapter 2. John chapter 2, verse 23. Regular John now, people. Regular John. We're going to go to John chapter 2, verse 23.
Verse 23, now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the
feast
right
day. Start right there. It said, right here again, people, I want to be clear on this, where people won't be thinking that Easter is what it is, okay? It's the Passover. It said, now when he, talking about Christ, was in Jerusalem at the Passover, okay? Again, it's talking about the Passover again. I had to stress that out a lot. Because I got a bunch of Negroes going around thinking Sunday is Easter bunnies and all that type of stuff. When the Bible had nothing to do with Easter and Easter bunny. Had nothing to do with that. Ham and all that, breaking all types of dietary laws, everything. Had nothing to do with that. Go ahead. Read the rest out.
In the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did.
They saw the miracle. So in the Passover in Jew, they saw the miracle, and they wanted to believe in Christ. I want to say this right quick. I know a lot of people say many, talking about the other nation, not talking about the other nation, talking about many, is talking about his people, the Israelites, who believed in him. And all Israelites didn't believe. It's like all Israelites don't believe what we talk teaching now. So-called niggas don't believe we teaching now, but many do, okay? So I want to thank everybody for listening to the Passover class this evening. I hope you got some type of understanding out of this. I appreciate my Facebook friends and family for listening in. Also appreciate my brothers and sisters worldwide, Connecticut, Chicago, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Philadelphia, worldwide for Mission Name. I appreciate you all for listening every week when a brother come on the line. Also, I want to thank Sister Leah for being a true sister, hanging in there with a brother, getting this lesson together, okay? So I want to, again, you already know what I'm about to do. I'm going to thank everybody for listening. Catch me next week, like always. This is your boy, Black Israel, coming at you live out of here. I'm about to drop the phone out of here. Loaded cock and name. We loaded cock and name.